These are the Brahe Ministries announcements for April 27th, 2025. Prayers, please, for the family of Seth Vieira. He took his own life, and he's a co-worker of Denny's. And I really think that, generally speaking, we're pretty insensitive to how desperate the feeling must be for you to want to take your own life. And a lot of times that is connected to bipolar illness, but it's devastating for the person to go through that. But it's also devastating for the family when they decide to end their lives. So please pray for the family, because they're going to need a lot of prayers. And this is the second kid in their family who has done that. So the parents must just be beside themselves. Don't forget about Believe, the new gospel message pamphlet. It's on the website in PDF version, so you can begin sending it to friends, and it's an easy way to evangelize. And I think I must give out 3 to 5 of these a day, and people are very receptive to receiving them, and friends are very receptive to receiving it if you send it in an email. So by all means, this is the easy way to evangelize. On June 1st, we're going to get together out in front of church and evangelize to the people that are waiting in line at Dutch Bros. There's a coffee shop right outside where we meet, and we're going to see how that goes, see if the rejection level goes up. But coffee isn't free, but heaven is, and hopefully the people will be open to that. We had Resurrection Sunday brunch last week at Denise's house, and we had a blast. And so thanks, Denise, for coordinating it. We all gained 10 pounds. And thank you, Denise. And more events are coming up like this. It's fun to get together and let our hair down. And that's, for those who have hair, of course. Brahe Ministries Young Women's Program will begin June 22nd. Yeah, clap, clap. For 16 to 18-year-old young women, we planned the first session in the leader meeting yesterday. We at least got some initial ideas about what we want to get across to them. It's going to be really beneficial for these young women, and we look forward to, after going through it, to take it to other places and perhaps get some funding to take it to other places so we can continue to spread the gospel message while we do it. The men's program, we're going to start in the new year, and there's room for more married men, but planning these sessions is going to begin next month. We need to get that all set. Next Brahe Leaders Meeting, Saturday, May 31st, at a time to be determined. There's no way I'm setting it for 8 to 10 anymore. We got to see what Elle's soccer schedule is. So, oh, that's right, and their anniversary's coming up. May is good all month, so. So, Coeur d'Alene Conference, August 1st and 2nd, 2025. Cannot wait for that. Pastor Appreciation Weekend, September 26, 27, 28. Can't wait for that either. And use the Brahe Ministries newsletter to evangelize to your friends. I have a friend that was wondering if we stream live. And when I told him that we do, he said, I know my son does it, but I haven't been doing it. And so we looked it up, and he unsubscribe from the newsletter in August 25th, 2021. So he's back online. I just called him and harassed him on the way in, and he's back on. So make sure your friends didn't unsubscribe. If you want us to check, send us a note. Gift of Truth on the Go is the Brahe Ministries app. I've been getting that to people like it's going out of style. It's excellent. So get your friends to download it. The Word of God is available everywhere they go. Those are the Brahe Ministries announcements, April 27, 2025.